Two centuries ago, John Cadbury set up a small chocolate business in the English city of Birmingham. He essentially invented the solid chocolate bar, and his business eventually grew into one of the world's most famous chocolate empires and one of Britain's most well-known brands. His descendant, James Cadbury, is following in the family footsteps, having launched a new brand, Love Cocoa, back in January. But it wasn't always written in the stars that chocolate was his future. This is Eureka on Monocle 24. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. Each week, we bring you one entrepreneur's story, the early inspirations, the struggles, and the path to success. This week, James Cadbury tells his story.
I grew up in Birmingham, in Edgbaston, and the Cadbury name and the family and history around there is huge. And, you know, going to a shop and paying with a card and stuff like that, people would say, oh, are you related? Is this your name? And blah, blah, blah. So it's always been something I'm really, really proud of. I'm proud of the history. Dad was always very proud and used to always tell me about the Cadbury story and say it was with my grandparents. But I guess it was when I was 7 or 8, we had a school project to do and we could pick any topic we wanted to, just something you're passionate about. So my passion was chocolate and the family. So I went off and learned about the whole family. So I went through lots of different books, went to the library and to really research that. That which really sort of taught me about the Cadbury family. It all started in 1824 when John Cadbury set up, it was a tea and a coffee shop really. Then he started to do hot chocolates. He did that for about 20 years or so, doing really well, but he really wanted to develop a bar. Back in those days, bars didn't really exist, so what he did was spend lots of time researching and sort of playing and trying to develop a bar. But it wasn't really until he was ill and his two sons took over the business, so George and Richard, and what they did was they sort of really focused on that. And George went over to Holland, not knowing any Dutch, just sort of a sign language and a dictionary, and he met this guy called Van Alten. And he was like, we need to buy this machine, we need to buy this press. It was a cocoa essence press, so it made the chocolate, the cocoa essence people know today. And it really sort of, from there, it sort of took off. Prior to that, people used to put all sorts of things in chocolate. So this was the first real pure chocolate bar in the world. So when I was a student, I did marketing, which was really good fun, but I wasn't really sure if I wanted to go full-time into that. So what I did was a master's in real estate. At the time, it was 2007, and the banks, the Lehman's, had this sort of crisis, so there wasn't many jobs in there. So I ended up falling into a job at Deutsche Bank in Birmingham. They just set up an office there. And then I quickly learned that I wanted to do something in London. So I moved to London, did a similar job at Barclays. Then after that, I went to investment manager. So I worked my way up from operations to trading. But even though it was a really good job, it was interesting, it wasn't my passion. I always knew that I wanted to do something entrepreneurial, and chocolate I absolutely love. So I thought, why not bring back the Cadbury family name and create Love Cocoa? So I sort of came up with the idea last year when it's mom's birthday. She loves chocolate, and I normally send like a customised card off the internet or flowers off the internet, and I was looking for chocolate and I couldn't really find anything. There are big retailers out there who have websites, but generally they deliver and it's really bulky, which means they can't fit through the letterbox, so you have to tell your mum to stay in. And so what I did was thought, whoa, there's a market here, after sending her, and she really liked the product. So I was researching it and I came across lots of different companies. Pack Coffee, for example, there's Bloom & Wild for flowers. There's lots of other ones, but there wasn't really anything for chocolate. So I thought, well, why not? Why can't we do it? So I started writing a business plan and sort of trying to map it all out in my mind. So the first thing I did was research chocolate, really learn about it, get to know the real granular details, and then started putting together a business plan. And yeah, the first thing after sort of completing the business plan was to go and try out lots of different chocolates. So I went to lots of different trade shows. I went to meet lots of different people. I met manufacturers, and that probably took me probably a year from the first meeting with manufacturer to actually finding someone and a good enough quality chocolate, which is organic and fair trade, which I'm really passionate about, to, you know, get into a stage that I was happy with. And my mum's my sort of chief chocolate taster, so I sent her so many different chocolates and she was really not impressed with not met with many of them until I found this one, and she was right, you found it now. So you know you're really well on the way to getting Love Cocoa off the business. So lots of people said, why don't you call it James Cadbury Chocolate? And I did look into that, but at the same time, I wanted to create something which was my own. So I didn't want to sort of, you know, didn't need to use my name, even though it might potentially help. But also I was extremely worried about Cadbury's. You know, they've got 40 lawyers in London and, you know, they could straight away stop the business straight away. So I thought, you know, let's stay clear of the name and really do love cocoa as my own. I spoke to lots of different lawyers and some of them said, yeah, go for it. Some said, don't. I spoke to lots of friends who own businesses and they, you know, 50-50 again. They were saying, oh, you know, give it a go, don't give it a go. But in the end, I came to the decision to not use it at all. I've obviously got my name on the website so people can understand where the sort of Love Cocoa came from, the brand and the history behind it. So I'm really proud of it, but I am really careful not to infringe on any copyright or IPs. There's basically, at the moment, there's a bit of a sort of craze to do this sort of craft chocolate. We've seen it in craft beer, we've seen sort of craft coffee. And I think chocolate is the new thing which will definitely come out. There's people like Mars Brothers who, you know, their product's amazing and they're doing really well. But there's, you know, there's lots of people in the UK as well doing that, which I didn't know about. So I love going out and trying their chocolate. At the moment, we don't do bean to bar, but it might be something that we'll be looking to do in the future. There's so much to learn. There's so much different flavours associated with it and sort of pairing it with beers and wines and stuff like that. That's what I'm really interested in. And I really want to learn lots more about that. So I'm potentially partnering with a company who sell beer and wine that sort of craft nice, you know, really sort of high-end stuff. So it'd be nice to, you know, match my chocolate with their products. When I was choosing a manufacturer, I nearly went down a line which I got really quite far in, where they wanted to source the product for me. So they wanted to source the chocolate, they wanted to source everything else, and I nearly went with that. But luckily, I decided that wasn't the right route. That would have been the easier route to do this service. But what I want is something which is unique, it's different. We get all our inclusions, so mint from Sundown Farm in Hampshire. We get sea salt from Malden, and we also get our honey from a really cool company called Barnes & Webb, who do beekeeping. And I nearly went down a route which I wouldn't be able to work with these people. So I'm glad that I sort of changed my mind. That would have been the biggest mistake, but luckily I didn't make it. It's interesting, before I was working in an office, you know, 200 people on the floor, you know, you knew everybody, you'd get to have breakfast with people, have lunch with people. So waking up and doing everything on your own can be quite challenging at times, but it's also rewarding that you can, a bit more flexibility when you want to work and stuff like that. So, but generally, yeah, I do wake up quite early and work quite late, and it is a challenge. You get your ups and downs. Sometimes I wish that I could sort of bounce ideas off with people, but at the same time, you know, I do quite enjoy working for myself, so it's a bit of a balancing act. So yeah, I'm really proud about the history and what Cadbury's did. So there were philanthropists, there were social reformers. George Cadbury bought a newspaper back in 1903, I think it was, when he bought it just to reform against war and stuff like that. And sort of, he wanted to promote pensions and stuff like that. There were philanthropists, they built Bourneville, which is a garden city outside Birmingham, and they gave that to employees to live in. So what they did was absolutely fantastic. Will I be able to create something like that? Probably not. Times have changed, but you know, I am an ethical company. We get fair trade chocolate, which is organic, and also we give 10% away to charity. So I do have that background, which I'm really proud of, and I want to do business the right way. I think it sort of adds to the company, so people would be more likely to work with you. And I think it's really important to give back to the community. So I'm really sort of want to sort of take what Cadbury's did and sort of do it my own little way, and that'd be the way I would like to sort of be remembered by.
James Cadbury there, founder of Love Cocoa. And make sure to tune into Eureka number 13 next Friday. And of course, tune into The Entrepreneurs every Wednesday at 1900 London time. Eureka was edited by Weidong Lin. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. We'll see you then.